Parshas Baloischa, it talks about the Mesainanim, that the was Kim, they were complaining, and that was bad in the ears of Hashem, Rabba Azne Hashem. And Rashi explains that when the people were complaining, they really had no cause to complain. They were just looking for an excuse to separate themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by finding what they would sound like a complaint, they felt justified in keeping distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone realizes that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, and he does for him for good, and he showers on him so many brachais, that it's kedai to learn the Sefer Chayv HaSalvavis, whether Char Bechina, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in the early parts of the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he talks about contemplating on all the chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us and for the individual in particular, then he won't have a complaining attitude. Now, there are times when a person is indeed missing things. There are times indeed when a person does suffer. Life does have challenges. No one's denying that. But that is generally a time. It's okay to feel it, but then it's a time for action and for prayer. To complain is wrong, because the underlying theme behind the complainer is not necessarily that he wants the situation to be improved, but he wants to have the benefit of complaining. It's a hard thing to swallow what I just said, and I'm talking to myself as well. The payoff here is that if I complain against somebody, I can tell myself that I'm free from the obligation I have towards him for all the other good he has done for me. Ultimately, a person who goes through life complaining doesn't appreciate the good in his life. He's focusing on what he's missing, and he's blinding himself to what he doesn't have. And no matter how much you do have, there'll be always something to complain about if you look hard enough. So this doesn't mean that if there's a lack, of course you could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you fill that lack. If you're feeling pain, you could express your pain. But ultimately, if the focus of complaining, usually the root of it is a lack of hakaras hatov and not really the willingness to want to change the matzav. So that we see also in Rashi, this principle is also how you know between people. Sometimes a person keeps an emotional distance from someone with whom he should be close in order to complain about that person. And that there's a lot of things about this, if you think about it, is so true. So it's very, very important when you're around people that do have a habit of complaining to be careful not to model them, rather make an effort to be a person who sees the good in the situation, and hopefully others will learn from you as well. Of course, you need common sense and tact when you're doing this. And of course, this doesn't mean that you're blind to real problems that exist. But there's ways to address real problems that exist in a way that's not a complaining way, but a solution-oriented way. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help for it and for Siyata D'Shmaya. So that's one lesson in our parasha, that if Mis'ainanim Araba Azne Hashem, so the reverse is certainly true. When you don't complain and you have a karsa tay for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. And again, this is not a stira whatsoever to what the Rambam talks about, that the Ikar Yesod of Hilchus Tfilah, of the Tfilah Dairaisa, is when you have a chesaron, a lack, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fill it. And that's what Shemayin Esrei, the middle brachas, are all full of that. Das, if you need das, you ask for das, you ask for parnasa, you ask for yeshuas, you ask for refuas, you ask for everything. So when there's something lacking in your life, and there's some problems, of course you talk to Hashem, and you ask Hashem, you thank Hashem first for everything that He has done for you, and you could ask Hashem to help you have siyata d'shmaya and remove some of the tzar and remove the tzaris and so on and so forth. But you do it in a non-complaining way, and that's why you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, and then you ask the bakasha afterwards, and then you thank Him afterwards again, because it's surrounded with hakaras hatov. Another lesson that I saw in Rav Zelig Plissin's Sefer Growth Through Taira. Another lesson I saw in Panimia Malatayra, a beautiful yisoid on the ayin taiva that Moshe Rabbeinu had that we could all learn from. It's brought down in the Zohar that there's a ispashtusa de Moshe b'chaldara v'dara, that there's a nitzus, there's a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu, number one, on a bigger level in every leader of Klal Yisrael, and number two, on even on a true level as well, in every single Yid. Every single Yid has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within him. So Amalei HaKmoshe, Moshe said when they complained that Eldad and Medad were saying Nevuah, HaMekanatali, are you being a kanoi for me? Mi yiten kol ha'om Hashem Nevi'im. Would it be that the entire people of Hashem should become prophets? Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to yield to others. He had no jealousy whatsoever by the fact that his students inspired and had become inspired with a feeling of Nevuah. Not only was Moshe not envious of his own Talmidim that became Nevi'im, but he indicated that if Hashem would enable an entire nation to achieve a level of Nevuah, he would be happy, he would be thrilled. That was the Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was the highest person over everybody, and he may have even known it, but he was happy and he would have been happy. Alavai, everyone should be a Navi. Alavai, everyone should be a Navi. Brings down in the Sefer Chasidim, citing that the Yehud Chassid writes that one who is a Vatran, that which means that he yields and defers to someone and gladly relinquishes his money to another Yid, he's filled with a simcha, with the opportunity to lend money, to help other people. Then there's a special bracha on that money, and there's a special bracha on all your money. Whenever someone invests his money, he'll do well. And when you're not begrudging another Yid, then your money will be blessed as well. Anyone who possesses an ayin toiva, a good eye, who views everything from a positive perspective, shows, in fact, that all his other midos are in order, are mesuder. This ayin toiva, by the way, is really connected to what we talked about in the first of our Torah, about not complaining. When you view with ayin ra, with a negativity, then you're bound to complain more. There are some people who don't like any type of form of competition. As soon as they see another person vying for a position or opportunity that you want, you become negative against that individual. You become cynical. And like what chutzpah is, it is for the person to want something that you want, and so on and so forth. So it's very, very important to develop tremendously to have that ayin toiva. Ayin toiva, not just begashmias, to be happy with other people have begashmias, but ayin toiva beruchnias, to be happy when other people are steiging and are happy beruchnias as well. And sometimes it is not easy. Sometimes it's not easy when people are b'nei aliyah, they want to strive, and they see somebody else has much more atzlocha in you, and whatever miktsaya it is, and it causes a person chalisha sadas. But from here we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, Mi yitein kol ha'om Hashem Nevi'im. Halavai, all the nation of Hashem should be Nevi'im, not just me. They should all surpass. Halavai, if I have parnasa, halavai, well, everyone should have parnasa. Halavai, everyone should have zerachayu v'kayama. Halavai, everyone should have yishavadas. Everyone should have good health. And you should be happy for everybody with a special ayin toiva. That's another lesson in this week's parsha, that when it says Moshe Rabbeinu said that, that means we have the koyach as talmidim of Moshe, as the nitzitz of Moshe that's in every person, that we have the ability also to look at people with an ayin toiva and to remove ayin hara from our midst and be truly happy and to be ba'achdus and so on. It's brought down also, you know, going back on the complaining thing, that many mefarshim say that the mesayinim, even when they lacked water and HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset that they were complaining, most mefarshim learned that if they would have asked just simply, we're thirsty, we came out, we're thirsty, our children are thirsty, please give us water, with a derech eretz, with a bakasha, with a humbleness, Hashem would have been pleased. Hashem would have been tremendous simcha. So it's not pshat, the avla was not per se, people want to teach this way, some of them, that the fact that they were thirsty and hungry. They should have had total faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is good, and not even question him and not even doubt anything and not be nervous about anything. And maybe Taka, that's expected from some higher people. Or maybe expected from us as well, similarly to what Nachshon and another did when he jumped into the Yamsuf without question. But most Mefarshim learn, though, that with the Hamoinam that was thirsty, that was tired, and was weary, and they saw there was no water, and they saw there was no food, or whatever it is, the fact that they felt hungry and thirsty, if they would have Bederech Eretz asked the Rabbeinu Shloilam, please, we're thirsty, we're hungry, please grant us food and drink, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been very happy with that, and would be Mamalda Bakosha with a tremendous ahava. The issue is that there was a misoinonim here. There was a complaint. There was already a plot thinking that you're doing this to harm me. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to test them a little bit, and ultimately Hashem would have given them what they need. He would not, Chalila, cause them to starve, Chalila. He would have given them much food, as it was Megala, that it was simply an Asayin for a short period of time. And the Etzem Bakosha would have been a beautiful thing if it would have done with Derech Eretz. The riot to this you see a little bit in when it comes in next week's parsha with the Meraglim, and they were pushing each other, the younger with the older, and so on and so forth. It was Beravuvia. And that's different. You know, that comes, it's already a lack of satisfaction, a lack of Akaras HaTayiv that causes this. So the lessons for this parsha is many, many, but the two of them and what we talked about today, which are very connected to one another, is number one is not to be a misaynanim, not to complain, but rather to focus on HaKaras HaTayiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that doesn't mean that you can't ask for bakashas about things that you lack, or if you're in pain, to express that pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but always in the mode of a HaKaras HaTayiv, of a Derech Eretz, of a Tov HaSlev. And that comes to the point also that Be'ezus Hashem, that we should all have an Ayin Toiva to everyone, learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, from that spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within us, who rejoiced on the fact that his Talmidim had Nevuah, and was not jealous, not even a drop. He was happy for them. And we too should learn to be happy for other people. And sometimes it's hard, you know, when someone, let's say, in any matzav, let's say one person is struggling with parnasa, and another person just got a promotion. Good chaver of yours. You're happy for him. Baruch Hashem. You have a small apartment. He has a bigger apartment. You're happy for him. Baruch Hashem. Now, of course, you have a right to ask the Rabbi Shlalem. Nothing to do with your friend. HaKadosh Baruch, please help me with this. Help me with that. But to try to work on yourself. To be truly happy. Have a muna that ain't Adam Negeya. No one can touch what belongs to you, what Hashem is going to give you. The fact that the Eibushter was mashpia something to your friend does not mean that it's taken away from you. So be happy with what your friend has. When you have your own bakashas that you need, of course, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But ask HaKadosh Baruch also to remove the complaints from your hearts and remove any ayin ra from your heart. And to look at people with an ayin toiva, and that itself is mashpia many, many brachas to Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.